Good morning. The time is now 12:24 a.m. on Tuesday. And as usual, I'm awake. Welcome to the first episode of Being Mindful in the Universe. I guess the best way to start is the reason I'm starting this broadcast is really to share my experience and what it means to me to be mindful. In my environment, in my space, with the people I love, with the things I love, whether it's within being creative or healthy or any of those things. And so I wanted to share, keeping in mind that I wasn't always this way. I wasn't always, I believe, one who truly was mindful of my space, my life, and basically how I fit into the world. I've always been one who's quite drawn to healthy eating and sustainability, but I don't think I actually fully grasped the idea and the concept, I guess, and understanding of what it meant to be mindful. And I think at my age now, I'm 37 years old. I just turned 37 in April. And prior to that, I already started a quest. I'd started a journey of looking at my life, questioning my mortality, looking at my family, my role as an individual in different aspects, whether as a wife, a partner, a mother, and a friend, and how I was impacting the environment that I was in. And I took this first journey, which started with my quest to love unconditionally, not just people, but loving myself. And that, I think, is where my true feelings towards being mindful began. And it really did start with a book called The Yoga of Relationships, and I dove deep into it, a very quick read on understanding expectation and understanding how you fit in relation to someone else in your relationship and the cause of our suffering. And from there, I was able to move further into exploring what it meant to be more mindful and more present with individuals that I love, so that I could love them unconditionally without any expectation in return. And I think taking this path actually took me on a journey of being happy, being happier, and being able to be happy wherever I am without expecting people, things, or my environment to be the one to make me happy. And so today I wanted to start off by talking about food. And one of the things that is really interesting about being mindful, I decided to bring it in within my own home rather than, you know, exploring from the outside, starting within. And so the last 6 weeks I've been on this cleanse with my family, my children, and sort of what I'd found was that every week I was shopping and trying to feed, and there was so much wastage. You know, I'll pack the children's lunch boxes and they would come home and the food was usually half eaten with a lot of leftovers, and yet they wanted a snack which they would half eat, and then I would cook dinner. And what I was finding was that we had lost our kind of gratitude towards the food that we were eating, and also not having compassion and being mindful that what we were wasting was unnecessary, and that there were, whether it's individuals out there who could have used a meal and we were taking it for granted. And so every time I cleaned the fridge at the end of the week, there would be an abundance of fruit or veggies that we hadn't gotten to, and they had rotted or gone off, and therefore we were just throwing them in the compost. And before I thought, oh, you know, well, it doesn't matter, it's going in the compost. But I wanted to go a bit further and think, well, why should it be this far? Why can't we just eat? And the only time we buy is when we need. And so for 6 weeks, we basically ate most of everything we had in the house. And sometimes we had double of the same meal. And so it some days would be beans and rice, and I would, but it would be different flavors. So we would have azuki beans one day and mung beans another and lentils another day. And sometimes I would make pasta with a tomato-based sauce, and you know, or fried rice. And every time I thought that was, we had reached the end really of where we had completely maxed out and reached deep within our fridge to basically feed and nurture and provide our bodies with nutrients, I was surprised to find how much my brain adjusted to come up with yet another meal that I could make just from what was available within the house. And so I was able to use up all the extra vegetable down to the last carrot and the fruit and the nuts and everything, to the point where we had completely reached an end and it was time to now start from scratch. And this week was the beginning of it, the first time. So just going off track a little bit, but still in context to food, the average that we spent as somebody who wanted to feed my family organic food, clean food, I've been willing to spend whatever it took. And what I found was that I was spending anywhere between $250 to $300 sometimes a week, every week and a half, to basically stock up on food within our house. And most of that food didn't get eaten, and I would just kind of pack and buy more. And my justification was that I was buying food from the bulk bin, so it was okay, and I was buying organic food, and so it was okay, and I was nurturing. But I refused to examine how much wastage and how much of what we were buying was unnecessary. And so this week I decided to take a challenge, and I've created this concept of a pound less. Now, I'm based in America, so when I go shopping, everything is weighed in pounds, and I never paid attention to that. I was never mindful of my food when I bought them in the bulk section. I just put them in the bag and tied it up, wrote the number and put it in my trolley. But this time, for the first time, now that our fridge was empty and we were ready to go ahead and start shopping mindfully, I was able to first create a list of things that I needed, that I knew I needed. And in order to do that, I had to clean out all the cupboards and check to make sure that I had not double written something twice on the list, to buy them twice. So I made my list and I showed up, and of course going in with being mindful and also staying within my, you know, this new movement that I'm going to work with, which was a pound or less, meant that I couldn't really buy anything over a pound in weight. And if I needed to, I had to kind of justify where it was. And and show that it was essential. And so I basically weighed most of the food, from our dried pulses to the oats, to our dried fruit, and I managed to buy all the things that I needed for the week or perhaps longer, from oats to rice to three different kinds of beans we went with. We went with the legumes, so we went with pinto beans this week, and lentils, and chickpeas. And I knew from those things I could create several meals, not just one, and that it would be able to nourish the family, understanding after eating from the fridge exactly how much of each amount of pulse would provide a meal to satisfy four individuals. And I weighed the nuts and the seeds and the oats. And when I got to the vegetables, I did the same thing. I bought my mushrooms and I made sure that I didn't cross the 1 pound mark. And if I was very close, I would swap it for a smaller mushroom in the sea of larger ones. And the same with my carrots, not just buying a bag full of carrots, but being mindful and buying a pound of carrots so that I would eat it and we would finish it. And if we needed more, then we would go back for more. So it wasn't about just how much I would save if I bought a bag of carrots, but rather how much do I actually need to nourish the family. And so I bought a head of lettuce, and my bell peppers, the capsicums, were one of them, which would serve for about two meals. So I was able to explore and buy fruit and everything else. And to splurge this week, we bought, my youngest one got to buy his favorite brie cheese and crackers, but doing so mindfully, not just picking whatever crackers were on the shelf, but looking and seeing how much am I getting, well, how long will this last, and the same with the cheese that he wanted. And so we were able to get fruit, a watermelon, and our apples, but being aware and being conscious of how much of this am I going to eat and get nurtured from. How likely am I to waste or not finish this? And so we were able to do our shop, and when we got to the till, it was amazing to see the teller go through all the foods, item by item, weighing them and watching the price. And what used to be 250 as an accomplishment for me, bringing my spending from $300, worked out to $104. I was surprised. I was kind of unsure, had I done this right, had I calculated it right, would this, but because I'd already done the exploration prior to that of feeding my family for 6 weeks on what we had in the house, I knew that this would be enough. And yet at the same time, looking at those numbers for the first time and realizing that since I moved to America, most of my average shopping had resulted into $250-$300. And even if we averaged at $250 a week over the course of a year, you're looking at close to $13,000 or $14,000 in spending on food, which half of it were wasted and not all of it was consumed. And looking at that over a 5-year period, going upwards of $56,000 amazed me. And now looking at it and thinking, okay, this is the first time I've actually mindfully shopped and bought what we needed, and we've only spent $104. How long can we push it? Looking at $104, we've calculated that we would then spend close to $5,000 or $6,000 a year, which was a big change from you know, the $13,000 a year we had been spending, and over the course of 5 years, we could save upwards of $40,000. That was nothing that I'd actually sort of thought about or even considered, that some of this that all of this spending was unnecessary. But then also being mindful and saying, you know, well, you don't need to beat yourself up about it. You've worked it out, you're doing the journey, and we are going to kind of continue on this journey of, can we continue to keep that within a budget? Can we continue to be mindful of what we take and how much we spend? And can we continue to be mindful of how we nourish our body to ensure that we use what we have and not just want and take and have just because we have it, just because we can afford it, just because we can, you know, spend this money? Is it really necessary? Do we need to do it? You know, if we can live off what we have, you know, and feed ourselves just with what is necessary, and be mindful of how we chew our food, how we eat, when we're appreciating this meal and time, is just amazing. So yeah, I wanted to share this step that we've now taken and see where it goes from there. And I know that there'll be times we'll be struggle, and there'll be times, but if I could just keep it within this limitation of staying healthy, staying and nurturing my family, but also teaching my children that just because you have it, and just because you have the money, and just because you can afford it, doesn't also necessarily mean that you should just throw it away. But in fact, be more appreciative and grateful for the pulses and the legumes and the meal, and enjoy it with the time that you spend making it. Enjoy understanding that this is all that is needed for this body, and that it is not, you know, just about food, but how you interact with food, spend with food, and whatever you can save from that, to take a little bit of that and use it to help nourish somebody else. And so it's almost help us look into another direction of, okay, we have spent $100 this week, which means that we have saved about $150. What does that mean? What do we now do with this $150? Do we then go and take a portion of it to donate towards a food bank? Do we put that towards charity? Do we then save some of it and put it towards our mortgage and all of those things that we didn't use it for before, but rather, you know, just, you know, turning a blind eye to the spending? Now we can be mindful and positive and give back to the community, give back to ourselves in a positive way that will help us reach more positive goals, whether in completing the purchase of our home early, or knowing that there is a family who is going to be able to have more, a meal and food to nourish their bodies the way that you are learning to appreciate and nourish your body. So yes, this is, yeah, what it's like. This is what it is. And I'm quite grateful and thankful for being able to find this journey so early in my life. I feel at the age of 37, it could have been something a lot later, but it doesn't really matter. The fact is that we've found this journey. So I do hope that you would listen to this and start looking about your consumption and how mindful you can be in your spending and purchase and consumption of food, how appreciative you are of what you're eating, what your family is eating, what your children are eating, and how you can better utilize your presence in the universe, your interaction, in reducing your wastage. reducing your expenditure and channeling it into something even more positive than where you are now. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I look forward to talking to you in the next episode of being, mindful in the universe.